You're tuned to 91.3 WXDR in Newark. Now, Scratchy Grooves. Maple Leaf Rag, written and played here on a piano roll by Scott Joplin in 1899, introduces an hour of music by early black composers and entertainers. Hello, I'm Bill Chambliss. February is Black History Month, as we know. Tonight we'll scratch the surface of a subject that would probably take 100 hours to cover well, the huge contributions made to American music by black artists. From spirituals to swing, blues to bebop, ragtime to rock, black Americans have either created the genre or advanced it greatly. Jazz probably wouldn't have happened without blacks. Dixieland and minstrels, gospel and rap, they're all from blacks. Makes you wonder whether there'd have been any American music if it hadn't been for blacks. We might still be whistling Yankee Doodle. Ragtime was the first black innovation to become a national and international mania, thanks in large part to Scott Joplin. Born in Texas in 1868, Joplin wrote dozens, more likely hundreds, of ragtime tunes and became known as the father of ragtime. The craze died down after about a dozen years, but elements of it still survive in today's music. Next up, a familiar song by black composer James A. Bland. He was a minstrel performer who started out writing so-called coon songs, but went on to create several songs that are still heard today sometimes, among them In the Evening by the Moonlight, Oh, Them Golden Slippers, and this one sung here by Alma Gluck.
Alma Gluck.
That record, incidentally, was a bestseller the year it came out. One of the RCA Victor's best-selling records of all time. Alma Gluck singing Carry Me Back to Old Virginny by James A. Bland. Here's another giant composer, black composer, William Christopher Handy, W.C. Handy, known as. This will be sung by Bessie Smith, also a giant. W.C. Handy was known as the father of the blues. He wrote this song, St. Louis Blues, which is coming up, and Memphis Blues, Beale Street Blues. Actually, he took Native American music, or music from blacks. The blues had been a genre many years before W.C. Handy, but he gave voice to it, wrote it down. St. Louis Blues, Bessie Smith. Pioneers, W.C. Handy, who wrote it, and Bessie Smith, who sang it. Now here's a beloved comedian from early years of this century, a big Ziegfeld Follies star in 1910. Bert Williams was born in Nassau in the British West Indies in 1874, formed a vaudeville team with his partner, George Walker. When George Walker died, he went on his own, very soon signed up for the Ziegfeld Follies in 1910. Bert Williams, a man who had a great deal of trouble being black. He always said that it wasn't a disgrace to be black in America at that time, but it was mighty inconvenient. Here's his classic, Nobody.
When life seems full of clouds and rain, and I am full of nothing and pain, who soothes my thumping, bumping brain? Nobody. When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who sells here 25 cents? Go ahead and get something to eat. Go on, why don't you? Huh? Nobody. Never done nothing to nobody. Nah, I never got nothing from nobody. No time. So until I get something from somebody sometime, I'll never do nothing for nobody. No time. When I was in that railroad wreck and thought I'd cashed in my last check, who took the engine off my neck? Nobody. One time when things was looking bright, I started to whittle on a stick one night. Who cried out, stop now, that's dynamite? Not a soul. Nah, I ain't never done nothing to nobody. Nah, I never got nothing from nobody in no time. Oh, until I get something from somebody sometime. Oh, never do nothing for nobody in no time.
Bert Williams, marvelous man. Unfortunately, wherever they went, he generally would have to, on tour that is, particularly in the South, he would have to stay in a black hotel and eat in a black restaurant. Was often not permitted to go up the stairs in an elevator, had to take the stairs instead of the elevator. Had all the inconveniences of being black, was beloved on the stage, brought down the house, starred in the Ziegfeld Follies for a decade, and yet on the street was ignored and suffered all the indignities of being black in the early years of this century. Great man. Here's James Reese, Europe's 365th Infantry Band. Took a band over in World War II in 1917, very popular, performed everywhere, a black band. Here is a record made after he came back in 1919. The singer is another black entertainer of a great stature, composer, singer, Noble Sissel. Noble Sissel singing with James Reese, Europe's Infantry Band.
Was a Japper nicknamed Clancy. This dusty dude from Jacksonville had a gal they called Mirandy. She was a long, tall, steel-skinned brown with a loose and careless way. by Sandy about Mirandy, you would hear him say, there ain't no gal as sweet as my Mirandy. Lasses and they is like a big round ball of bitterness. When you taste those lips of sugar sweet, oh boy, I say, you'll fall down at her feet and weep. You know the whole world jealous of me and Mama Randy. I'm her Sandy and only waiting for that time when the village bells will sound and oh my. For I bought that wristband from an expensive jewelry man, from a Randy, that gal of mine. Well, ain't no gal that's sweet than Mama Randy. One lesson, Randy, it's like a big round ball of bitterness. And when you taste those lips of sugar sweet, oh boy, I say, you just fall down at her feet and weep. You know the whole world's jealous of me and Mama Randy, for the offer. And only waiting for the star when the village bell will chime that old rhyme. But I saw that wristband from Mr. Tiffany, that jewelry man, a former auntie, that gal for my
Noble Sissle singing with James Europe's band, a 1919 recording. In 1921, Noble Sissle joined with UB Blake to create the first successful all-black musical on Broadway. 1921, Shuffle Along, it was called. Here's UB Blake playing two of his songs that he wrote for that musical, Bandana Days and I'm Just Wild About Harry.
Thank you.
Yubby Blake from Shuffle Along, 1921. It wasn't just in popular music that blacks made their mark in the early days. Next up is Roland Hayes, the first black singer to become internationally famous on the concert stage. Born in Georgia in 1887. He sang German Lieder and a great many other things, of course. Had a long career. Here's Roland Hayes with the spiritual, As One People.
Four and 20 elders on their knees. Four and 20 elders on their knees. And they all fall together and face the rising sun. If you please, let us all work together on our knees. Let us all work together on our knees.
Roland Hayes. Now we'll have a Duke Ellington song. What can I tell you about Duke Ellington other than the fact that he's a true giant in American music? Here's Mood Indigo.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington. Next up, a lady who appeared with him many times at the Cotton Club back in the 20s and the 30s. A singer, dancer, actress, Ethel Waters, singing Harold Arlen's Stormy Weather from 1933.
Up in the sky, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together. Raining all the time, keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I had. Pittering, pattering, beating and splattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time.
Please play for me that sweet melody called a doodly-doo, a doodly-doo. I like the rest, but what I like best is a doodly-doo, a doodly-doo. Simple as
this week on Request Time, for John, to you, sweetheart, aloha.
I love it so, wherever I go, I just doodly-doodly-doo.
Dream.
John, I hope you like that. Don't hear Hawaiian music played very much anymore. Not even in Hawaii. I enjoy it once in a while. If there's a tune from your past you'd like to hear again, give me a call here at 831-2701, and we'll try to get it in for you next week. Back to our black entertainers tonight. We're doing early black entertainers in observance of Black History Month. Here's one of the greatest of them all, Paul Robeson, and his song from Showboat. This was recorded live in London in 1958. Some of the words have been somewhat updated, and it's probably a good thing. Old Man River.
Old Man River. There's an old man called the Mississippi. That's the old man I don't like to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free? That old man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton. Them that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge and lift that bale. You show a little grit and you land in jail. But I keeps laughing instead of crying. I must keep fighting until I'm dying. And old man River, he'll just keep rolling along.
The great, fantastic Paul Robeson, much maligned in his time for some leftist leanings. Paul Robeson. Here's Josephine Baker, The Rage of Paris. American girl, went to Paris, appeared in the Folies Bergère, and set the whole country on its ear. Didn't make a lot of records. Here's He's the Only Man in Paris, Josephine Baker.
Me propose une vie de rêve. you're my daughter, the apple don't matter. Pour moi ya canon dans ma vie, pour moi ya canon dans ma vie.
Sensational, Josephine Baker. All right. There was a black tap dancer back in the 20s who took the country by storm in vaudeville. Appeared in the movies with Shirley Temple. You guessed already, haven't you? Bill Robinson from 1929. He appeared at the Cotton Club, and this may have been recorded there. I don't know. Ain't Misbehavin'. Robinson. And now another lady who needs no introduction, Marian Anderson. Thank you. Marian Anderson. Getting back into the popular mode, Fletcher Henderson, great band leader, great arranger, in some ways a father of swing. Some of his arrangements took us right into the swing era. From 1930, Sugarfoot Stomp. Brothers from 1931.
But oh, so neat, has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why, you know I don't lie. It's been said that she likes him dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools him down. Fellas that she can't get are the fellas that she ain't met. Georgia Clemmer and Georgia Neighbor, sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you.
Reynolds Brothers, four boys and a guitar. Four boys being a whole orchestra, using nothing but their mouths. How about that? 1931. Moving right along with our early black entertainers tonight, here's Louis Armstrong from 1930, Dinah. Armstrong. Putting an end to tonight's session of Scratchy Grooves, I said at the beginning it would take 100 hours to try and do justice to early black entertainers. I had to leave a great many of them out tonight. Just hit the high spots. Do some more later, maybe. Usually I try to incorporate black performers in all Scratchy Grooves programs. Tonight, a little different. We had an all-black program. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned now for In a Mist with Neil Payne coming up at 8. Right after this.